Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a
snoop. Welcome back. Didn't get any better than that, folks. You get a big kiss right there. That's the way you celebrate a third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I appreciate you being part of my world. We appreciate John Horvat, too, by the way. John's the author of Return to Order, Where We've Been, How We Got Here, and Where We Need to Go. Folks, if you want to understand a little bit more about how to return some civility to our lives, you need to read this book, Return to Order, by John Horvat II. John, thanks again for being here. JohnHorvat.org, is that right?
No, it's ReturnToOrder.org.
ReturnToOrder.org, that's it. I'm sorry. ReturnToOrder.org, where books available, wherever books are sold. John, last thoughts. What do we got to do can civility, tolerance in America, can it be restored? Can it be recovered? Are we doomed?
I definitely think it is. One of the things I think we need to do is to depersonalize it, because that's what it's become. It's become a shouting match, a brawl. You know, you need to depersonalize the debate and go back to principles. And that's when you all that rancor can be shaken out. If we go back to those principles, the fundamentals, and talk in terms of those fundamentals and not in personal terms, I think that will definitely help the debate.
In order for any of this to happen, John, there has to be an awareness that what's going on right now is wrong. It's dysfunctional. It's toxic. It's caustic. We have to accept the fact, okay, we're unhappy with where things are. You have to do that first. Then you have to say, all right, I have a desire to make things better. I want to contribute to making things better. You have to get over those two mountains first. Once you get to that point, what if we said this? What if I said, John, you and I disagree on health care. We disagree on the right, on the abortion issue, or we disagree on environment, or whatever, or national defense, immigration, whatever it is. You and I have a fundamental disagreement on that. But before we discuss it, before we debate it, why don't we identify the things about that that we agree on? What if we got that out first?
And here you do go back to certain principles that will be involved, and not just to insult each other, That's what you so much.
For example, health care. All right, I disagree with the progressives on health care. I think health care should be market based, but I do agree with them that there should be something to take care of pre-existing illness. They're right about that. Okay, so now you say something about mine. I gave you something, you give me something. So wouldn't that be – and then once you get all that out on the table and you start finding smaller and smaller things to agree on, then all that's left are the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, and a lot of the big things are resolved by the small.
Right. No,
a lot of that happens. These small issues that seem so small really many times are trigger something bigger.
Well, remember the debate classes in school where you weren't given the opportunity to pick a side. You were given a side. You had to debate that side, right?
Oh yeah, exactly. Oh no, that was great. I mean, you learned. There you learned something about civility and how to deal with things and have that flexibility, right. Which is very important.
Well, and let me ask you a question. Is there some major topic going on in the world right now that you've evolved over the years and you're not at all where you were 30 years ago?
Probably from my old college days.
I'm not saying you have to tell us. You don't have to tell us unless you want to. I'm just saying, is there something out there where what you thought 30 years ago, you now say, well, you know what, I was wrong back then.
Yeah, no, definitely. There are all those things. Sure.
So why couldn't that happen today? Why couldn't over the next 5 years, I say, or you or anybody, Ocasio-Cortez, and the new representative from New York, oh, she could say over the next 5 years, you know, I was wrong about that.
Right. And we should never be afraid to say I was wrong. And that is a very important phrase. It resolves a lot of problems when you come down to it.
It's one of my get out of jail phrases at home. Also, yes, ma'am. That always works too. Hey, John, I need your website again one more time, please.
Okay, returntoorder.org. Returntoorder.org.
It's an outstanding book, folks. I encourage you to check it out. You'll be smarter when you read it. Hey, John, good job. Come back soon.
I will. Sounds great.
John Horvath II, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasting, and remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.